Good morning, everybody. It's good to be back here together. So if I was going to give a title to what I'm going to be talking about today, I would just Jesus, the Lamb of God. I'm going to read Exodus chapter 12. It says, "Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, 'This month shall be your beginning of months. It shall be your first month of the year to you. Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb according to the house of his father, a lamb for a household. And if the household is too small for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house take it according to the number of the persons, according to each man's need. You shall make your account for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You may take it from the sheep or of the goats. Now you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at twilight. And they shall take some of the blood, put it on the two doorposts, and on the lintel of the houses where they eat it. Then they shall eat the flesh on that night, roasted in fire with unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Do not eat it raw, nor boiled at all with water, but roasted in fire, its head with its legs, and its entrails. And you shall let none of it remain until morning. And what remains of it until morning you shall burn with fire. And thus you shall eat it, with a belt on your waist, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. You shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night, and will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. Against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. Now the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. So this day shall be to you a memorial. And you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout all your generations. You shall keep it as a feast by an everlasting ordinance. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. On the first day you shall remove leaven from your houses. For whoever eats leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that person shall be cut off from Israel. On the first day there shall be a holy convocation, and on the seventh day there shall be a holy convocation for you. No manner of work shall be done on them, but that which every man must eat. That only may be prepared by you. So you shall observe the feast of unleavened bread, for on this same day I will have brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore you shall observe this day throughout your generations as an everlasting ordinance. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month at evening, you shall eat unleavened bread until the 21st day of the month at evening. For 7 days, no leaven shall be found in your houses, since whoever eats what is leavened, that person shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he is a stranger or a native in the land. You shall eat nothing leavened. In all your dwellings, you shall eat unleavened bread. Then Moses called for the elders of Israel and said to them, pick out and take lambs for yourselves according to your families and kill the Passover lamb. And you shall take a bunch of hyssop, dip it in the blood that is in the basin, strike the lintel and the two doorposts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out of the door of his house until morning. For the Lord will pass through to strike the Egyptians. And when he sees the blood on the lintel and on the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over the door and not allow the destroyer to come into your houses to strike you. And you shall observe this thing as an ordinance for you and your sons forever. It will come to pass when you come to the land that the Lord will give you, just as he promised, that you shall keep this service. And it shall be when your children say to you, what do you mean by this? That you shall say, it is the Passover sacrifice of the Lord, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt when he struck the Egyptians and delivered our households. So the people bowed their heads and worshipped. Then the children of Israel went away and did so, just as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron. So they did. And it came to pass at midnight that the Lord struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sat in his throne to the firstborn of the captive who was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of the livestock. So Pharaoh rose in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt. for there is not a house where there is not one dead. Then he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, rise, go out. I think I'll just stop right there. The reason I decided to read this today, tomorrow is actually the beginning of Passover for Jewish people. They'll be celebrating the Passover starting tomorrow, and then the Feast of Unleavened Bread for the next week. And I just, there's so much in here that speaks to us about Jesus 3,000 years later. But I'm just going to look at a few details here. It says, your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. Now that speaks of Jesus' perfection, of his sinless nature, his sinless life. And he wasn't, he offered himself for us. This lamb was pulled out of the flock, didn't have a choice, but Jesus had a choice. He was willing. I'm going to read verses 7 through 13 again. And they shall take some of the blood and put it on the doorpost of the lintel of the houses where they eat it. Then they shall eat the flesh on that night, roasted in fire with unleavened bread, bitter herbs. They shall eat it. Do not eat it raw nor boiled at all with water, but roasted in its fire with its head with its legs and entrails. You shall let none of it remain until morning. And what remains of it until morning you shall burn with fire. And thus shall you eat it, with a belt on your waist and sandals on your feet, staff in your hand, so you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night, and will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. Now the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are, and when I see the blood I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. These verses right here, this is why there's so many songs about the blood of the Lamb. You know, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood. There's power in the blood. Jesus distinguished between, well, God distinguished between his people and the people of Egypt by the blood on the doorpost. And in a way, you know, Jesus, his people are marked by his sacrifice, by the people who recognize his sacrifice, who recognize who he is. We are separated unto God through the sacrifice of Christ and our willingness to follow him. Verse 8 says, they shall eat the flesh on that night roasted in fire with the unleavened bread and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. When the Jewish people have their Passover feast, they take bitter herbs and they dip it in salt water and they're supposed to eat it. Everybody's supposed to take a bite. And they say that the bitter herbs are to represent the bitterness of slavery. To remember that, and the salt is to represent tears of slavery. And it just I see an analogy there between the slavery, them being enslaved to Egypt, and us before we come to the Lord being enslaved to our own flesh, our own sin. And we should there should be a sorrow there for that. Verse 10 and 11 says, you shall let none of it remain until morning, and what remains of it until morning you shall burn with fire, and thus you shall eat it with a belt on your waist, sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. You shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. So this is the very night that God is striking down the people of Egypt. They are to be prepared and ready to go. And I kind of see that when we repent and decide to follow Jesus, there should be a wholeheartedness, ready to devote our lives, right, for whatever work he's given us, that our own ambitions are set aside. Now we're going to go where he directs us, do what he directs us. There's a willingness and a readiness there. Verse 12 talks about how he's going to strike down the firstborn. And I don't know, this is just my own thought, but the firstborn is due the inheritance. All the Egyptians, and there's a correlation that I'm making between Egypt and the world, which I think God puts there. The firstborn gets the inheritance. The people of the world who refuse Jesus, they are cut off from the kingdom of God. In the same way, the firstborn was cut off from their inheritance. Sin has cut us off from the kingdom of God, from what should be our inheritance in the kingdom. And the only way to get that is not to be the firstborn, but to follow him, to give our lives to him. People will tell you there's multiple ways of heaven, multiple ways to the kingdom of God, but Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Jesus will sit on the throne of judgment. And he says to seek the kingdom with your whole heart and mind and soul. There should be a fear of God and a repentance for sin, because he will be sitting on the judgment seat. He offers forgiveness, but it's through repentance and following him. Speaks to the Feast of Unleavened Bread follows the day after the Passover. That starts. And there's so much in the scripture about leaven. And it's always used, except for one time that I can find, always used to speak of sin, to speak of bad influence, to speak of a growing bad influence. The fact that today, tomorrow begins the Passover. Today, devout religious Jews are scouring their house all over the world for leaven. Like, they pull out the couch cushions and look for little breadcrumbs and cracker crumbs. They work really hard to, the devout religious Jews work really hard to get rid of any leaven in their house. They vacuum everything. They flip mattresses. They shake out their pillowcases. They really, it's a big deal to them to get the leaven out of the house. And it's only for one day, and it's a ritual. But we ought to have that in our hearts to separate ourselves from sin, to really see the seriousness of it. I just see so much correlation in this story, and I found it. I thought it was fitting to talk about it, just because tomorrow's the date. There's a correlation between who Christ is, what he's done, his people, getting rid of the leaven. I have a bunch of passages about leaven, but I don't think I'm going to read them. We all know that what the scripture says about leaven and how we ought to root out sin in our lives. And the Passover, he says to make it known for generations. We know we want to hand over the knowledge of Christ and who he is, what he has saved us from, to our children. But we need to keep in our hearts and minds that it's a, his kingdom is a separate kingdom from the world. The leaven is always rising against us. It's always pushing its way in. The sin is knocking at the door. There's so much, you know, the influences we let in our lives, what we're looking at, what we're reading, what we're hearing, people we spend time with. There's so much out there trying to take your mind off the kingdom of God. And let's try to press into the kingdom and help each other. Stay close. It's especially, you know, all you young people, it's really easy. There's a lot of wandering, a lot of pursuits, trying to get your interest. Us older ones, we need to help guide them, tell them that's not a good pursuit. They won't always listen, but and you younger ones, listen to your elders. They have your best at heart. It's a narrow path. It's easy to forget that. It's a narrow path. Christ said it's a narrow road. I think there's a lot of treading close to the edges, close to the ditches. So anyway, God bless you.